world's largest airline is born.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. American Airlines and U.S. Airways are merging into the world's largest airline. The official announcement came in this morning. The new airline will be called American Airlines and will be based in Fort Worth. It'll be run by the current CEO of U.S. Airways. We're joined now by representatives from both sides of the deal. Robert Isom is the COO of U.S. Airways, and John Snook is the Senior Vice President of Customer Service at American. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning, Jeremy. It's good to be here.
Well, so let me ask you first, Robert Isom, what is going to be the biggest change here for customers?
You know what? The biggest change for customers is going to be that they're going to have access to the world's largest network. They're going to be part of one world, which will be significantly increased in terms of size and scale. They will have connecting service through the best hubs in the United States. And they'll be able to enjoy the service that our customers, both U.S. Airways and American, have come to know and enjoy. And let me hand the phone over to John and see if he wants to add anything to that as well.
Thanks very much. Well, I think Robert hit most of the high points, but certainly the scale of our network is really one of the biggest advantages that our customers will see. They'll be able to earn and burn frequent flyer miles on a much larger network than they previously were able to do and connect with the premier global alliance, One World, over 56 countries with American and, of course, with our partners around the world.
Well, one of the big criticisms of the current network right now for both U.S. Airways and American is that they don't have enough flights to Asia. So is that going to change? Are there going to be more direct flights from the United States to Asia?
Well, that's an excellent question. You know, we've been at American growing our presence in Asia gradually over recent years. And as you know, we have a large aircraft order book, including some very capable aircraft. We're the first carrier to receive the 777-300. That's going to give us capability to Asia. We're also going to be receiving the 787 at the end of 2014. That will also give us the ability to penetrate the primary and secondary markets in Asia. So while we don't have a specific joint schedule plan at this point in time, because we can't discuss those things at this moment, our expectation, at least from a standalone perspective at American, is that we'll be growing our presence over time. And combining with U.S. Airways will give us the ability to feed more customers into any Asian service that we have.
You think you're going to start flying back to India again?
Well, India is a market that we certainly think that there's opportunity in. And again, the bigger the network that is feeding any of these international services, the greater chance you have of making it successful. So that scale and breadth of service is really important to provide broader international service.
And Robert Isom, one of the big concerns when two big airlines get together is that the hubs will disappear, which is going to have a big economic impact on the cities they're in. You can just talk to the people in St. Louis or Cleveland about that.
Well, you know, the great thing about joining U.S. Airways and American together is that there's so little overlap in our route networks and system. We have over 900 different routes. And you know what? There's only 12 different city pairs that really overlap in that whole set.
But you do have New York and Philadelphia right next to each other.
So do you have New York and Philadelphia together, which are both very strong and important for, you know, different reasons. You know, New York is such an important gateway to the world. And, you know, Philadelphia for U.S. Airways has been equally important in being able to access so many different cities within Europe. Combining our networks, especially into Europe, adds a lot to both carriers. So it really is a big thing overall. And when we take a look at some of the value that comes out of the merger, we're able to join U.S. Airways' strong East Coast presence with American's, you know, global reach. And it's going to mean great things for our customers.
Robert Isom, COO and Executive Vice President of U.S. Airways, and John Snook, the Senior Vice President of Customer Service at American. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street this morning. The Dow up 5 points at 13,988. The NASDAQ down just a fraction of a percent. And the S&P 500 is up a fraction of a percent.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the National Geographic Channel, presenting Killing Lincoln, based on the novel by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard. Killing Lincoln premieres this Sunday at 8 p.m. and by the University of Maryland Smith School of Business, with faculty and research centers that put academic thinking into action. rhsmith.umd.edu. Personal finance reporting on Marketplace is supported by Ally Bank, who believes in getting more from your news and your money, offering money market accounts. Learn more at allybank.com.
Just a couple of months ago, I interviewed billionaire investor Warren Buffett, who detailed his love of fast food.
I got a sausage McMuffin in the morning. Sometimes I get two of them, and I put the sausage parts together, and I call that a sausage McBuffet.
Sounds tasty. Well, Buffett announced this morning that his company, Berkshire Hathaway, will team up with a Brazilian-backed investment firm to buy H.J. Heinz, the ketchup maker. The price tag, just over $23 billion. Tracy Samuelson reports.
For many people, Heinz means one thing, ketchup. But it actually started with horseradish way back in 1869. The company added the Red Magic, as they later called ketchup, a few years after. So even though they're still best known for that iconic glass bottle of Heinz 57, they do a lot more. Erin Lash is an analyst for Morningstar.
If you were over in the UK, for instance, Heinz baked beans is extremely popular.
Plus, there's sauces, soups, pasta meals. Lash says 60% of sales come from outside the U.S., and that diverse customer base is likely part of the appeal for Berkshire Hathaway.
Heinz has expansive global scale, and they have a very strong brand portfolio. And beyond that, the firm generates a boatload of cash.
Profit margins are strong, she says. That, combined with its iconic brand and long history, make it just the kind of company Buffett likes. He's reportedly been keeping an eye on Heinz since the 1980s. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
And finally, to a new study from a company called Trustware that says we're not being very careful with our online security. Apparently, the most common password used by global businesses is password 1. And I'm guessing when the company makes those people change their passwords, the most common password will be password 2. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. On APM, American Public Media.
When you're ready to gripe about the price of roses this Valentine's Day, remember this about those flowers.
We've done a good job as an industry in getting more flowers in more places, but the cost of that product has not increased.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, Floral Economics, and the rest of the day's business news next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.